This is West Kent Radio. I'm Martin Webber. People in West Kent have been reflecting on the 70-year reign of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. I'm joined now by the Mayor of Tunbridge Wells, Godfrey Bland. Godfrey, you have quite a remarkable story to tell from the very start of the Queen's reign in 1952.
Yes, I was a schoolboy in Kenya, in Nairobi, in 1952. And when Princess Elizabeth came to visit, on a royal visit, we school children all stood by the side of the road, waving our Union Jacks as she rolled past, and she waved back to us. And then, a few days later, we stood by the road to the airport and watched as now Queen Elizabeth drove past on her way to the flight that would take her back to London. It was an amazing combination of seeing a young woman go past us as a princess and coming back a few days later as our queen.
What was the mood? Was it shock that this had happened while she was away from the UK?
Complete shock, I think. It was going to be a mixture of a state visit and a happy holiday. And then suddenly the news came that the king had died. And she was queen and had to return home. Everybody was very shocked.
And since then, the queen has performed her duty with such devotion. What would you say about her reign?
When she was 21, she promised to the world, really, that she would serve her country and the Commonwealth for the rest of her life. And she certainly kept that promise. She's been an amazing queen. She's seen the country through hard times and good times, and has been a constant rock on whom we could all depend, whatever was going on.
Explain how the last few days have been for you. How did you hear the news?
I was in a meeting when my son called and told me that she'd died. I was stunned, even though I, like everybody, knew that it had to happen sometime and that it was probably going to be sooner rather than later. Still, the fact that it had happened came as a shock. My son was in tears when he called me, and I must admit that I cried too when I heard the news.
Having been there in the first hours that she was queen, it must be a major moment for you in your life.
Yes, it is. Though I was born under the reign of her father, King George VI, I have been singing God Save the Queen for 70 years and have really got quite used to it. So now we must sing God Save the King, and our new king will serve us well. He's had a 70-year apprenticeship at the feet of a master of her art.
What have you seen in terms of reaction from people generally in Tunbridge Wells in the last few days?
Great sorrow, but also great hope that King Charles will be the equal of his mother in dedication and service. There's a great deal of goodwill behind him, and even though we share his grief at the passing of his mother, there is a great feeling of goodwill towards him and his new role.
And the council is making available ways in which people can mark the Queen's death.
Yes, we've opened a book of condolence, which is at the Amelia Scott Centre next door to the Town Hall. And there's been a steady queue of people signing up and expressing their memories and reflections on the Queen's life. We've also collected large number of flowers which have been left outside the town hall.
Godfrey Bland, Mayor of Tunbridge Wells, thank you very much. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.